I'm Dan Klefstad. Residents in six central and southern Illinois counties filed lawsuits Thursday against state-ordered COVID-19 restrictions. The actions, taken in Bond, Clay, Clinton, Edgar, Richland, and Sangamon counties, seek court orders declaring there is no public health emergency as defined by Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration. Plaintiffs in each case seek injunctions against Pritzker's disaster declaration, which restricts public interaction to slow transmission of the virus. The state has reported more than 7,300 deaths from COVID-19. Most have been in Chicago and Cook County. Pritzker's general counsel said no one should question basic safeguards during a pandemic. Meanwhile, unionized faculty and staff at Illinois public universities want their institutions to start almost entirely online this fall. John Miller is president of University Professionals of Illinois. He says online learning may not be ideal for everyone, but
making this decision now provides a chance for everybody to start working this way and to address those students who will lack the resources necessary to be able to continue learning.
The coalition says classes should be remote in almost all cases. It released its own recommendations for campus reopening, calling those from the Illinois Board of Higher Education too vague. In an emailed statement, the Higher Ed Board Executive Director says their plan is meant to provide general guidance and allow each university to address its unique needs. In other news, a new Illinois law makes Election Day a statewide holiday. A political science professor thinks there are better ways to ensure every voter is able to cast a ballot. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
Northern Illinois University professor Scott Schraufnagel says making Election Day a holiday may have mixed results. In particular, he says a state holiday doesn't guarantee that some groups, such as retail and farm workers, would actually get the day off to go to the polls. Because of this, he says other reforms could be more effective.
A voting center is one where you're not expected to vote in our country, in your precinct or in your neighborhood. You could vote maybe anywhere in your county or anywhere in your state. And there's no reason why we couldn't do this.
Past political science research suggests making Election Day a holiday will increase turnout at first. But Schraufnagel says by itself, it would simply make it easier for people who would vote anyway. Other reforms he suggests include expanded early and mail-in voting. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
And I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. More local establishments are voluntarily closing for precautionary measures to ensure the safety of customers and employees. Midland Inn in Jackson County posted on its Facebook page yesterday there are no positive cases of COVID-19 among its staff, but the temporary closure will allow the entire staff to be tested and the entire restaurant cleaned and sanitized. Earlier this week, Flame Bar and Grill in Carbondale announced it was temporarily closing for the same reason and reported no positive cases at their establishment due to the increase in COVID-19 cases. And Hunan Restaurant in Carbondale will temporarily close its dine-in option and return to carry-out only. Mantracon has teamed up with an IT industry association to help the region's unemployed. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
Mantracon has partnered with CompTIA, a nonprofit association of IT industry professionals, for an online IT certification class. Lee Dunning with Mantracon says the certification will qualify people for jobs that involve user support, help desk, and cybersecurity without having to relocate.
So they are positions where companies typically will hire people remotely. And now with the changes that have come about in 2020, we've seen tons of companies send employees home to work.
The grant-funded part-time class of 25 will complete the CompTIA A+ certification in 12 weeks. Dunning says to qualify, you must be over 18, have a high school diploma or GED, be a displaced worker, and have internet access. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
The deadline to apply is July 30th. Good morning.